Ladies and guys who want some serious motivation with losing weight and improving their looks. Andy here, author of the best Tinder guide on the internet, hands down, and founder of killyourinnerloser.com. This is the Inner Winner Show. Let's fucking go. So we're going to have a little bit of a motivating one today. I wanted to shine a little bit of light on one of the guys on my forums. He's also one of my coaching clients, and he's also in the Winners Club, my mentorship group. And this guy has been absolutely fucking killing it lately. And he's kind of been killing it in general in life, I'd say. I want to give you guys a bit of motivation with some of his weight loss, because there's a lot of you guys out there that have asked me, how much will losing weight improve my looks? How much of a difference is it going to make? And I made an article called Why Losing Weight is the Most Important Thing for Getting Laid. I'll leave a link in the description to that. Can I leave a link in the description to that? I think I can. I always have to check with these things because I can't on YouTube and shit. I can't link to anything that has nude pictures. So hopefully there's a link in the description below to that. If not, just go and look it up on my website. It's called Why Losing Fat Matters Above All Else. Just search for that on killyourinnerloser.com. Anyway, all that shit out of the way. Let's talk about this motherfucker. So I'm going to bring him up on screen now. So if you're listening to this podcast, I would highly recommend you go onto YouTube, or this entire podcast is just going to be a waste of your time. Like, you need to see these pictures that I'm showing on screen. So I'll leave a link in the description below. If you're on Spotify or on my website or wherever you're listening to this audio, go and watch this on YouTube. You need to see this on screen. So I've got this guy on screen now. This was way before he saw me. He didn't lose his weight while seeing me. I'm going to show you his transformation. He made his whole transformation like before coaching with me and shit. So I can't take credit for this. This guy's like a hard worker, and he always has been. So here's his first picture. We got little Darth Vader on the left, and my boy, his name is Joe. By the way, I've asked permission to share all this, and he's happy for me to do this. We got Joe on the right, little fat chubby Joe. Look at this little fat boy. Look at these little cute fucking fat chubby cheeks. You see he's got beautiful man breasts here. You can even see from his arms he's fat. I'm not sure what book he's holding. He's probably holding like Why I Can't Get Women. Let's be honest, he's probably holding fucking Mein Kampf or something, right? That was a terrible joke. I was going to make a joke and say that like losing weight helped him stop hating Jews, but like that's such a fucked up joke to make. Plus I think he's like part Jewish, so Joe, I apologize for that. Let's just move on from that terrible fucking humor. So now we got another picture of him here. You can see he's kind of chubby. Look at his face. You can just see his hair. Like, he obviously wasn't taking his appearance seriously. And I'll go back to the previous picture. Like, he's clearly not taking his appearance seriously. And I think a lot of us do this in the early stages of our lives, especially, but before we start with self-improvement or before we start trying to actually get laid, you just kind of don't take your appearance seriously. Like, I mean, if you look at his shirt, it kind of almost looks dirty. And there's pictures of me. I tell you what, I will show the pictures on screen of me. Give me 1 second. Okay, so I've got myself on the screen now as well. And the point that I was going to make is, obviously the one on the left is the old me. If you have a look at my shirt, it's like there's like dirt and I look like a fucking mess, right? Like, there's literally dirt and like spots and shit on my t-shirt. And you can see just with my hair and stuff, I really didn't used to take myself seriously or my appearance seriously. And let's switch it up and go back to Joe. Where's Joe? Where are you, Mr. Joe? There's Joe. So if you can see his old picture, like, it just looks like his shirt is a bit dirty. His hair looks like a mess. You know, he isn't grooming himself. Like, this is kind of what happens when you don't take your appearance seriously. And I see a lot of guys like this. You just like, even here where he's dressed up, it's like his hair needs a bit of work. You know, obviously he needs to lose weight. This happens when you don't take your appearance all that seriously. A lot of guys will leave the house kind of looking like a mess, and you don't really know that you're not putting in the effort because you feel like you are. Like, Joe probably used to feel like he was putting in the effort. And I certainly did. Let's go back to me. Like, guys, I used to think that this was me taking myself seriously on the left. I used to think that that was me taking my appearance seriously. This as well. I was like, yeah, this is a nice t-shirt. It's got a nice graphic on it. I'm wearing a watch. You know, my hair isn't fucking... I got a haircut within the last 3 months. I'm taking myself seriously. Even here on the left, I was like, yeah, I've got this like nice little basketball hat. You know, I'm wearing a blue t-shirt. Fucking hell, is this an atrocious t-shirt? But I was like, look at me. I'm taking myself seriously. This as well on the left, that t-shirt. I was like, oh, it's a cool t-shirt. I have a watch. You know, I've put in some effort. even on the left here, I was like, oh, this t-shirt's funny. It's got a joke on it. People laugh at it sometimes. You know, I brushed my hair within the last 6 months. I look serious. I'm taking myself seriously. Whereas you look at the guy on the right over here, it's like, no. That's me actually putting in some effort with my appearance. Again, on the right here, I've got a watch, some accessories, a beanie, a shirt that actually fits me. I've lost weight. You know, over here on the right, it's like, yeah, I'm clearly putting in effort. But back in the day, I used to think that was me putting in effort. So let's go back to Joe. And by the way, none of this is meant to insult anyone if you're at the point where, you know, you look like I used to look or you look like Joe used to look. Like, the whole point of this podcast today is to show you guys what a difference losing weight can make. So that's old Joe. That's old Joe. Let's show you the new Joe. That's fucking Joe now, guys. Like, here's an even better picture of him. I like this picture better. Like, the man has put in some hard fucking work in the gym over a period of several years, and he's lost a ton of weight. He's obviously lost all the weight, like, before and after. There you go. That's what weight loss can do for you guys. Look at that shit. Look at that shit. Look on the left, like, a guy who clearly doesn't look like he's taking himself seriously, or at least his appearance. And again, nothing disparaging against old Joe. I'm not saying old Joe was a piece of shit or something. Joe's a fucking awesome guy. I like him a hell of a lot. I have a ton of respect for the guy. But old Joe clearly wasn't taking his appearance seriously. New Joe clearly fucking is. Like, holy shit. Again, old Joe, like, messy hair. Those glasses weren't doing him any favors. Obviously, just more than anything, needing to lose weight. On the right, look at that weight loss. And obviously, he's taking his beard a lot more seriously. You know, he's putting in the effort with his grooming. When he goes out, he you know, these are just shirtless pictures of him. I've seen pictures of him when he goes out. He has accessories. He dresses himself up pretty nice. You know, he looks really good. He's got some, I think he's got earrings now. I think he does, yeah. I think you can see those earrings in those pictures there. But the point that I'm getting at here, the whole point of bringing this up was partly to jerk Joe off because I think he fucking deserves it. I think he genuinely deserves, like, me jerking his dick off. Like, no homo, none of that shit, but, like, I got to jerk this man's dick, right? This guy's a fucking legend. Like, look how much effort he's put in here, how much better he looks. Let's go back to the old picture because that's actually the biggest transformation there. And guys, if you're sitting there going like, holy crap, I want this kind of transformation, or even the pictures I showed you of myself before, you know, my weight loss was pretty fucking dramatic as well. Just start small. I talk all the time about counting calories. I talk all the time about the slight edge. If you don't know what the slight edge is, it's basically take a little baby step every single day and those steps add up over time. So you don't have to, like, lose, you know, 100 pounds in fucking 1 month or something. You just lose a little bit. You lose like 1 pound every single week. That's like half a kilo for you guys in metric. That's small. If you want to really ramp it up and go crazy, you can lose 1 kilogram a week. If you want to go batshit, that's like 2 pounds. That's easy. So counting calories, I would say start with a website called aworkoutroutine.com. And I will leave a link below in the description to that. That just helps you count calories. I've got articles on my website. I've done podcasts on how to lose weight. You guys can come on my forums and ask for advice on there. Forums are obviously free. That's probably another great way to lose weight. Just jump on there and say, hey guys, I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing. I don't know how to lose weight. Can you guys give me some pointers and point me in the right direction? As I said, I've done a ton of articles and stuff like that on how to lose weight as well. In terms of dressing better, easiest way is go on my forums again. Just post on there and say, guys, I have no idea how to dress myself. Can you guys give me some advice? The other thing I say is just go to Zara or H&M or any decent clothing store. Try on a bunch of different outfits. Take photos of everything in the changing room, like everything you're trying on, because we need to see what it looks like when you actually wear it. Post that either on my forums or you can come into my Winners Club, which is like, it's basically like a private forum for, like, it costs money, obviously. And it's like the more hardcore version of the forums. I'm in that club. I don't really post on the forums. I don't really answer people's questions on the forums. But if you want access to me, that's what the Winners Club is there for. So either on the forums or the Winners Club with me, and you basically just post your pictures and you say, guys, which one of these outfits looks good? Like the outfits that you've tried on in Zara or H&M. People, either me or if you do it on the forums, other people will give you feedback and they'll say, okay, you should buy this, buy that, buy this. So you don't buy the clothes when you try them on. You post the pictures on the forums first, and then we will tell you which ones to go back to the store and actually buy. Other things you can do in terms of improving your appearance, whitening your teeth. You can do that either the professional Zoom, which is about, like, I think it varies by country. In my country, it's about $200. So that's like the professional dentist whitening of your teeth. You can also do the at-home kits. The professional works better. At home still works. Getting a haircut, just go to a barber store and just say, like, I want you to make me look like XYZ, and have some photos and say, can you make me look like this? If you have no idea what a good haircut even looks like, you can do one of two things. Go to a barber and say, I have no fucking idea what I'm doing. Can I give you an extra $50 and you give me like the best haircut you've ever given someone ever? Like, I want to look like a, you know, fashionable, young. I want to look like I get laid. Just say that. Just say, I want to look like I can get women. I want to look like I can get some pussy. Or the second thing you can do is go on my forums or in the Winners Club with me and basically ask for advice and say, guys, like, here's a picture of my hair. What kind of haircut do you think I should get? Next thing you should obviously do, and as Joe's done here, I'll switch back to that picture, is Joe's obviously hitting the gym. Like, that's Joe in the gym right there, fucking putting his dumbbells back because he's probably just busted his bicep curls out. 500 million reps of, like, being a fucking legend, right? Just what the doctor ordered. And so hitting the gym is absolutely mandatory here, guys. Like, absolutely. If you really want an awesome sex life, if you really want an awesome girlfriend, just hit the fucking gym. It really isn't hard. There's only so far you can go without the gym. And if that's as far as you want to go, fine, perfect, great. But if you really want to hit those heights and you know, really go all in, you need to go to the gym. It's pretty much mandatory. You obviously need to lose weight as well. I talked about that earlier. But starting out with a really basic workout routine, again, I'll leave a link to the website that I recommend called aworkoutroutine.com. It has a super easy beginner workout. You'll be doing compound movements. It teaches you how to do them. It's super simple to start with. So even if you're nervous in the gym, I was terrified the first couple of times I went. What you can do is just take a buddy with you. Like, message one of your friends and say, yo, can you come to the gym with me? Because I'm scared as fuck. That's exactly what I said the first two times I went to the gym. I was literally like, I can't go to the gym by myself. I'm too nervous. Can you please come with me? And one of my mates was like, yeah, sure, buddy. Like, of course, I'll show you around the gym. So that's an easy way to do it. In terms of accessories, Joe isn't really wearing any here, is he? Because he's like topless in both of these. I guess what I can do, let me switch to myself. Where's me? So you can see here on the right-hand side, I'm wearing like I'm wearing two necklaces, like a beanie, a watch. What other pictures we got here? Even there, I'm wearing a necklace. I got earrings and ear piercings. Sometimes I like to wear hats. You know, here, wearing a hat. You got the watch. I'm wearing rings. I don't know if you can see them in that picture. Necklace. Necklace is here. Dog tags are pretty much out of fashion. This is an old picture, so probably don't wear dog tags, but that was back in my early days. And whatever, like, wearing a dog tag, at least you're fucking putting in some effort. That's better than, like, wearing nothing. Obviously, I've got some rings on, a bracelet, a watch. You know, in this picture, same thing again. Watch and a couple of necklaces and a beanie. Decent jacket, you know, shirt that fits me. Really, all you're trying to do here, guys, is, like, look like you actually give a shit. Look like you actually put in some effort when you left the house. Because too many guys don't look like they've put in any effort when they leave the house. And you look like a nobody. And if you want to look like a nobody, fine. You're going to get nobody results. You're going to get average results. If you look like the average guy, you're going to get average results. If you guys are going for above average, you need to look above average. You don't need to look like a god. I don't look like a god in any of these pictures, do I? I don't. I just look like a guy who's put in some fucking effort. Like, I just look like I actually tried a little bit. You know what I mean? So, that's how to basically improve yourself. You know, it's super crash course here. I've just given you, like, little bits and pieces to work with. Let me put the pictures of Joe back on. Well, this was supposed to be more about Joe, not me, but I'll throw my pictures in there to give you guys some more motivation. So, where can you find Joe? Because I want you guys to go and give Joe a big fucking pat on the back. Tell him, like, holy shit, dude, like, your stuff is amazing. Your weight loss transformation is amazing. Joe's someone that I have, like, a hell of a lot of respect for. As I said, he's one of my coaching clients. He's also in the Winners Club with me. He posts in there all his victories. He's been working on some absolutely killer shit lately. One thing that's really blown his mind and been a huge game changer for him, I've talked about this a little bit in the past, is putting a pause in before he texts girls or anyone in general. So Joe was someone that early on would struggle with sending, like, emotional texts, if you want to call them that, or like a butt hurt text. You know, when you're, like, frustrated by a chick and you want to kind of, he wouldn't lash out, but he would speak from an emotional point of view. Like, he would have, like, a knee-jerk reaction. He'd never lash out or say something bitter or horrible, but, like, acting emotionally. And so for him, what I said was, dude, start putting in a pause, as in pause for 1 hour before you send a text to anyone if you're emotional. He started doing that. That's been an absolute fucking game changer for him. He's now speaking from a place of like stoic, calm energy because he goes away and thinks about it for an hour, comes back and he's like, yeah, no, I don't need to send that text. Or maybe I will send the text, but I'll revise it a little bit. Or sometimes, yeah, I will send the original text that I was going to send because I still feel that way even now that I've calmed down. So that's been a game changer for him. Absolute fucking legend. I will leave a link in the description below to his self-improvement channel. And it's called Passion Unchained. I think it's called Passion Unchained because he keeps changing the name of his YouTube channel as he's trying to, you know, discover where his content is going. But basically his shit, if you like my shit, you're going to like his shit. He very much talks about like self-improvement, mindset stuff, a lot of mindset stuff for sure. And his whole shtick is like, my shtick is getting you laid, getting you the life you want. Eventually, I'm going to transition into like helping you make money and that kind of shit. But Joe's shtick is getting you the life you want, like breaking away from what you think you have to do and sitting down and saying like, what kind of life do I want? What kind of person do I want to be? Who do I want to be? Like, what is important to me? What is my life? What do I want my life to look like? So if you like my shit, go and check his stuff out. Again, I'll leave a link in the description below. Absolutely recommend his stuff. Absolutely recommend just jumping on there. Jump on one of his videos and say like, dude, I saw your weight loss transformation. Holy crap, man. Like, that's inspirational. Or come join us in the Winners Club and you know, you can, he's in the Winners Club. So if you really like Joe and you want some advice from him, you want to interact with him and shit, come in the Winners Club. That's probably honestly the best way to find him. I'll leave a link in the description below to that. If you're not sure what the Winners Club is, it's like a mentorship group. We do weekly coaching. You get daily access to me. It's like a Facebook group as well. So, you know, if that's something you're interested in, if you want coaching, but you can't afford like my full-on coaching, the Winners Club's the next best thing. It's like a lot cheaper. Like I said, we do weekly group coaching and shit like that. So guys, let me put myself back up on the screen. Where's Andy? That's old Andy. Hey, there's new Andy. Look at this background. I need to fix this background as well. I'm still working it. Some kinks out and stuff like that. I'm going to start doing podcasts from my standing desk to see if the energy is better. I've been told that podcasts standing up are much more energetic, so I'm going to try that in a little bit. So go check Joe out. If that's been inspiring to you guys, leave a comment below or leave a comment on one of his videos and tell him. Like I said, you can also come join the Winners Club if you want. Link in the description below to that. And guys, go crush your goals.